Hi, so I thought I would record without a plan today. This is me just taking off some jewelry. It probably sounds a bit ridiculous right beside the mic. And a couple of people have suggested that I just do a ramble, so here's me rambling. I want to say thank you for all the beautiful responses that I got. I was not expecting that, so thank you all. So very much. I really appreciate those messages. You have no idea. Well, maybe you have some idea. Anyway, I'm just lying here right now. I have a little bit of time to myself, and I'm a little worked up anyway, so I thought I would record what happens. And since it's not a fucking mystery what's gonna happen, I'm just gonna take my underwear off. I like to use lube. Apparently, this brand likes to make a rude splurting sound, so that's cool. So I'm just getting that on my fingers and putting a little bit of it on my lips. Oh God. So again, if you've messaged me or if you've commented on my first post, I really appreciate it. And I have really enjoyed the response from this community. And I don't know what else to say. I don't usually talk a lot during sex. If you listened to my previous audio, you know that I'm a noisemaker, but that's not the same thing. So narrating this is a bit of a challenge. It's also cold in here, which is not a bad thing necessarily for you because it's making my breath a little shaky, or shakier than it would be anyway. Oh, I hope you're enjoying that because I'm not enjoying it. I know my nipples are really hard. Oh, which usually they swell instead, but when they're hard, I can kind of grip them. Squeeze them a little differently, a little more firmly. I like things firm a lot of the time, although right now, with my other hand, I'm just really gently stroking up and down my lips. Oh, right inside there. Not quite penetrating, not quite fingering myself, but I'm pretty close to starting to do that. In fact, oh yeah, oh, it feels a bit narcissistic to tell myself that something I'm doing to myself feels good, but it does. Oh, didn't give myself much of a warm up, so I'm really tight. Some terrible bumping and crashing noises. Maybe I'll have to cut them out. Hold on. Oh, that was me just stroking pretty firmly up and down. And there's me just, oh, quickly tickling my clit. Oh my God. Oh. Microphone down. There. I was kind of hoping to see if I could make myself have some multiples, because that's kind of new for me that I've been able to do that, and it's quite nice. Oh, I just squeeze my legs together for a moment. Oh God. gosh. Oh, that's like the feeling when I'm with someone and they're just grinding on me. Oh, or I'm grinding on them. Oh, like on your leg. Especially if we're still dressed, but we're trying to get off a little bit. Just sneaking one. Oh, or if we're sort of in the midst of changing positions or getting toys or something. Oh, and you can just rub against each other for a moment. Oh, that's so good. Oh, oh, So, I do have a little vibrator here, just a little friend that I like. And I hope the sound of it doesn't bother you, because I think we'll both get what we want out of this faster if I use it. And it's little, so I just use it, oh, right up against my clit. And sometimes down those lower areas that has so many nerve endings. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I think I'm in a fast mood today. Oh. That's good. Oh. Just rocking my hips so that the feeling gets moved around a little. I've got my legs wide open. Now, I thought I should update you on that. Because I told you they were closed before, pressed together. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm really close, but I'm not quite there. I'm really close. I need something inside me. Oh, there. A sensation at once. Oh God, it's really intense. See, for me, some days I can't stop coming, and some days it feels like it's really far away. But I want you to know, if that ever happens with the partner, and they tell you that they're having fun anyway, that it's true. Fuck, this feels so good. Oh, if it never got any farther than this, I would still have had a really good day. Oh, fuck. Inside me, that was a good idea. Oh, fuck. I hope you're coming along with me on this little journey. No pun intended, but also, I guess, pun intended. I feel like I'm, kind of only indulging myself right now. I don't know if you're getting much out of this. I guess I'm fishing a bit, aren't I? I don't mean to be. Oh, God. Oh, you just feel that moving up and down over my clit and inside me and up again and inside me again. Oh, like your tongue or your hand on me. Oh, if you have a cock, it feels like your cock. I love that feeling when it's just the head kind of teasing me. Oh, that's so good. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, see, now I'm going to try not to let go of it. I'm going to try not to relax too much because I want that again in a moment. Okay. Oh, I'm just going to keep touching myself with my other hand. And these are the fingers that were just inside me. I'm just going to just clean those off a little bit. Oh. I've been told quite a few times that I taste exceptionally good, and I don't think it's just flattery, although that's certainly probably part of it, but I don't have a lot of comparisons. I have a few. I don't think I taste that different from other women, but if I'm hot for you, your juices and your cum taste so good. Oh, fuck. Okay. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh. For this next one. I didn't know I would be such a challenge to myself today. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. See, sometimes after I come, I'm way too sensitive for this. But today I've still got another one or two left in me. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Coming with this much stimulation. Oh, it's like this with a partner sometimes too, though, when you get really excited and just every little touch is just on fire. Fuck. Oh. Disjointed. Oh, one last little pulse there. So I don't know if you were kind of able to enjoy that with me, but I really hope you were. Oh.